Part 4. Delayed Exits from Chapter 11. Julianne Lopez Toledo reports about three Chapter 11 debtors whose emergence from Chapter 11 has been delayed. Tribune Company, W.R. Grace, and Quigley. Tribune Company and its affiliated debtors have sought the Delaware Bankruptcy Court's approval to obtain loans to finance its exit from bankruptcy protection. The loans consist of a senior secured asset-based revolving credit facility of up to $300 million and a senior secured term loan facility of up to $1.1 billion. The $300 million loan will be provided by Bank of America N.A. and other lenders to fund Tribune's operations after the effectiveness of its restructuring plan. The $1.1 billion loan will be provided by a syndicate of banks and financial institutions arranged by a group led by J.P. Morgan. The $1.1 billion will be used to fund cash distributions to creditors, according to court papers. The terms of the proposed financing are detailed in two-letter agreements. In connection with the financing, Tribune also asked for court approval to pay certain fees and expenses and furnish indemnities as allowed administrative expenses. On July 23, 2012, the Bankruptcy Court confirmed Tribune's restructuring plan, which was jointly proposed by the company, the Committee of Unsecured Creditors, Oak Tree Capital Management LP, Angelo Gordon & Company LP, and J.P. Morgan Chase Bank N.A. The restructuring plan contemplates that the company may, in its discretion, enter into a post-effective date facility. A court hearing to approve the proposed financing was scheduled for November 7th. Objections were due October 31st. Tribune filed for bankruptcy 4 years ago. The fourth quarter of 2013 remains W.R. Grace & Company's target to emerge from bankruptcy. Grace has been in Chapter 11 protection for more than 11 years since it delivered its petition to the U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware on April 2, 2001. A district court approved its reorganization plan earlier this year, clearing a major hurdle for it to emerge from bankruptcy protection. The plan was reaffirmed in June, but eight parties filed notices of appeal before a July 11 deadline. The eight parties are, 1. A group of lenders under the debtors' pre-petition bank credit facilities, the bank lenders. 2. Claimants injured by exposure to asbestos from the debtors' operations in Lincoln County, Montana, the Libby claimants. 3. Garlock Sealing Technologies, LLC. 4. The State of Montana. 5. Maryland Casualty Company. 6. Her Majesty the Queen in Right of Canada. 7. BNSF Railway Company. And 8. Anderson Memorial Hospital. However, the Libby claimants have sought and obtained approval from Judge Buckwalter of their unopposed motion for voluntary dismissal of their appeal with prejudice. The Libby claimants' withdrawal of appeal came following a bankruptcy court's approval of a settlement among the debtors, the Official Committee of Asbestos-Related Personal Injury Claimants, and the Libby claimants regarding the transition of the Libby Medical Program to a trust created pursuant to the Global Settlement Agreement, the LMP Trust. In January 2012, Grace entered into a proposed agreement requiring it to turn the Libby Medical Program over to a locally administered trust and to fund the trust with $19.5 million. The Libby Medical Program first became effective on April 3, 2000. Grace voluntarily created the Libby Medical Program prior to and independent of their Chapter 11 cases. Since then, Grace voluntarily maintained the Libby Medical Program, through which it provided certain health care benefits related to the treatment of asbestos-related conditions to eligible individuals who enrolled in the program. The program provided that certain individuals would be eligible for coverage, including former Grace employees who worked in its mine operations in Libby, Montana, and certain other individuals who reside or formerly resided in the area surrounding the mine. Grace disclosed that its estates incur more than $2 million annually in health care expenses for the Libby Medical Program. On the effective date of the Libby settlement, all rights and duties whatsoever of Grace and Health Network of America, Inc., under the Libby Medical Program, will be transferred to the LMP trustee. Grace, however, will remain responsible for any expenses of the program incurred prior to the effective date. Libby asbestos victims have until November 20th to enroll in the Libby Medical Plan Trust. Fred Festa, Grace's chairman and CEO, disclosed during the company's earnings call on October 24th, 2012, for the third quarter results, that the settlement with the Libby claimants has been put in the fact, resulting in the withdrawal of three appeals to the plan of reorganization. There are now five appeals pending before the Third Circuit. Mr. Festa said Grace is in the middle of the briefing schedule, which will be completed by year-end. Grace expects the court to hear oral arguments in the first quarter 2013. Following that, the company will await the court's ruling. Pfizer Inc.'s unit, Quigley Company Inc., asked bankruptcy judge Stuart M. Bernstein on November 5th to extend the voting deadline on its Chapter 11 plan by 2 weeks, saying Hurricane Sandy's aftermath has disadvantaged creditors in the Northeast who have requested more time. Quigley is asking Judge Bernstein to extend the deadline by which holders of claims against it must vote to accept or reject its fifth amended plan of reorganization from November 16th to 30th. Quigley, in bankruptcy since 2004, filed the sixth version of its plan June 29th and obtained Judge Bernstein's permission to have creditors vote on the draft plan on August 15th. Under the draft plan, Pfizer would contribute assets to a trust to cover claims that Quigley's past products caused asbestos-related injuries. The Troubled Company Reporter provides detailed reporting about every Chapter 11 filing nationwide. Stay tuned to learn more about obtaining a trial subscription to the TCR at no cost or obligation. That concludes Part 4 of the report. The report concludes in Part 5.